Blog Talk Radio.
Nation Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing okay. I'm doing the best I can, as fast as I can, with all the crazy things going on in the cosmos right now. But I think everybody's on the same page. A lot of mutable squares tonight. Also some sweet sextiles, but it is a time when it's better to do research than look at your bottom line and your options. So that's how I'm kind of looking at things. And so here I am. I'm sitting there in my living room about 2 hours ago. I get a Roku alert. Severe thunderstorm, lightning, hail coming in 6 minutes. Seriously? And then I heard all the chimes on my porch go off, and I saw the trees going wild. I was able to get all four cats inside. Thank you, Lord.
Lovely.
Yeah. So it's kind of like,
well,
a
when you see something like that coming at you, you got to go, okay, we're doing this. So I've seen that type of storm before up north. Wow, when they come in like that, it's calm, and then all of a sudden it's windy, and then all of a sudden it's bam. Everything goes. It breaks loose.
It's like a kiss and a slap. Now, I know I have a thunderstorm coming in my yard, and I have all these flowers blooming. Something about that electricity, tomorrow when the sun comes up, they're going to be more beautiful than ever. It just, like, charges them, especially my rose bush. It's crazy. So it is.
It's spring. This is what happens in spring. We're just roasty, toasty. We have summer type weather down here. It's not really the best. So hot, humid. So we're in hot and humid.
We've been in the 90s for like 3 days now here.
Ooh, you've been hot.
It's very unusual. Now, the next 3 days, we're going to get back into the 70s for a couple of days, but we're going to have rain every day. But, again, this is going to help all the gardens and stuff. So I try to look at it not from just my personal perspective, how it serves everyone else, too, you know. Is it a bit inconvenient when you have to go from point A to point B? Yes. When I go to the fresh market, I go to one of the farmer's market to get my vegetables, am I going to be pleased as punch? Yes. Whatever. But anyway, the lunation tonight to me seemed a little bit just a chalk for tonight. All the mutable squares that are going on at retrograde Mercury right now, it's like two steps forward, three steps back. And the Pisces moon was retrograde since, I guess, last night until about noon today. It was in what we call Voidverse. And it was accessing that retrograde Mercury. So it was kind of like a double whammy. So I was creative, but I couldn't spell. I could create art, but I couldn't create words. Really?
A limbo stage.
Yes. Yes. But in the end game, you know, the plants are always moving. And the Mercury retrograde has been a bit ambitious for many people, but is going to be backing up tomorrow into Taurus, where it'll stabilize a little bit more than it has been, but it's still going to be on the cusp. So we're still dealing with decisions that are kind of up in the air. And most people that come to me, they're looking for the bottom line, and that's unclear, but the nice thing about astrology is we can see when things do move into that stabilization process. So you can look at the timing. And that's a benefit of the language that you and I know, Jacqueline. It's good. Yeah, it's good. But,
you know, and I do, one of the things I do like about this Mercury is because it does give it more stabilization when it does go into Taurus. So instead of the wackiness we've had over the last week. So it does calm down a little bit. And this whole thing is in trine to Pluto while it's doing this. And I really think that shift, that foundational shift, is there, that there's that huge psychological change that can really be looked at and addressed as it retrogrades and then starts its trek back through Taurus into Gemini. So I think that's going to be a really interesting time from this week until about the middle of June. I think it's going to be an interesting time to see how this plays out.
Yeah.
For the
foundational shift. I keep telling everybody, you know, it's going to go direct on the 3rd, but it's still in shadow to the 19th. So even if things are delayed, say you're looking for a house or a new car or you're looking about changing your job and stuff, even if there's minor delays in the end game, it can serve you. It can serve you. So to look at all the possibilities, because that's what the Gemini energy kind of talks about. A plan A and a plan B, right?
Plan A and a plan B. You're
I
right.
Also like to plan C sometimes. But that's okay. Well, we have a number of people on hold. Maybe we should see how we can help them tonight. What do you think?
Okay, how about we do that?
All right, girl. Love you big. Okay. Air code 860, you're on the air.
Hello, it's Amala. How are you?
Amala, good to hear from you.
Good, yeah. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing. It's hot out. It's hot up here in Connecticut. We're shocked. It's a little shocking for us. It's like 90 degrees, so.
That's
we've been going up to 95 here in Virginia. I hear your girlfriend.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's hot up all the East Coast and down south, but, yeah, it's a little shocking for us up here, but we'll make it through. We'll make it through.
We have the special dust of the Saharan dust on us now. So the Sahara has a wave, and we get this probably about 5 times a year, where the sand of the Sahara goes all the way across the ocean and lands on us. So we have Sahara dust right now.
Whoa. That's a little wow.
So highly unusual.
Go ahead.
It's fine. You know, it's just, it's like sand, you know. We
wow.
have sand now, so we're just picking up more sand from across the ocean.
That is crazy. Wow, this is fascinating where people live and to hear about this. Straight from you, you know, directly from where you're getting it. Wow.
I know, it's crazy. What question did you have for us tonight, honey?
Oh, sure. So do you have my birth date, 12/16/73?
Yep.
I got you on the computer right now, honey. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I was just wondering, basically in the next month, I'm actually traveling next week. I'm actually coming to Florida, actually, in Orlando area.
All right, cool. Okay.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, like, what do you feel, like, what's going on, like, what's the heavens saying for me in the next month? I know I'm excited because Mars is going to be in Aries on Tuesday, so that's good for me. So, I don't know what you got.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little concerned about the weather, okay?
Oh, okay.
Because Neptune is still going to be in Pisces, even though Mars moves into Aries. And it's squaring your sun and your part of fortune, Sag. So whether you're driving or flying, just be sure you're very conscious of the weather.
Okay? Yeah.
And also make sure that the AC on your car is charged, too. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. But other than that, like I said, it's kind of interesting because a few things are going on. I know you're going to like Mars going into Aries. You just shared that with me. But I also like Venus, the planet of love, is going to be kissing your Mars in your natal and forming trines to your sun and your north node, the cup overflowing of the Bible. I really like that angle coming in next week. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay.
I agree. You know, it's kind of a kiss and a slap. Sorry, it's kind of a slap here.
You borrowed that from me.
Yes, I did. I stole that from you. But, yeah, here again, because it has its blessing lines as well as its challenges to this. You know you're doing this under Mercury retrograde, so I'm going to tell you. I agree with everything Aphrodite said. And expect, take an extra amount of time for any kind of delay or any kind of challenge in this situation. You will be blessed. If you're traveling by car, you have Uranus dancing there right now, and so there may be some kind of sudden surprise. I don't necessarily say it would be an accident, but here again, I say prepare for the unexpected is the reason why I say that. And even if you're traveling by plane, you have this whole opposition thing going on. Okay, now with the Sun and Mercury, okay? And so it's a fine balance. Always have that plan A and plan B there. Always make sure that you're okay with it. You're a good comedian. Comedy and humor goes a long way to have fun, okay? And Orlando is just a fun playground. So do what you can to have fun and play with it. There's so many different things that you can just enjoy the moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Actually, I'm actually going the day before Mercury goes direct. I'm going June 2nd. So it's a week from this Thursday. So I'm glad that you did tell me to be careful, you know, just be cautious. You never know what could happen. But, yeah, I mean, I'm extra cautious because nothing goes direct anymore, whether you're flying or taking a bicycle or
whichever way you're going, and it's a little sticky and complicated more right now. So, but in actuality, you know, because Venus is, it's kind of like an interesting thing because you're going to have Venus dance over your Mars. It's getting close, and over the next few weeks, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, something like that, will be affecting your Mars. So you'll have this guardian angel over your shoulder during that period of time. Remember that even though it may seem strange, that you'll be blessed during that period of time. And then what comes up in about a month, okay, is you get your Mars return start to take effect.
Okay. What does that mean? Yeah.
Mars is your actions. And what it does is it actually, you get a chance to restart, redo, okay? You can change your act, and it empowers you. Anytime a planet hits a planet on a return, it gives it a tremendous amount of power, okay?
Okay.
So it's a good time for you to take charge, take control of something. And this is after Mercury goes retrograde. So here again, sometime July-ish, somewhere there, I say, you know, note that you've got a lot of power there.
Okay. Got it. All right. So overall,
Mercury's going to go direct on the 3rd, and then it's going to beat its shadow till the 19th, though. Okay? So if there's people that you want to see from down there, places you want to revisit, certainly do that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Because I think you're going to see it through new eyes. And it could be, like she was talking about Uranus, it could be like a little bit of an epiphany for you. It could be really interesting. Okay?
Yeah. I'm actually going on a retreat. It makes complete sense to me. I need this. It's been a heck of, since Scorpio and the eclipse, actually from November of last year, it's a lot of just death and the sense of transformation. And the last 6 months was just scooping out all the skeletons in my closet, basically. And so I knew that it took me 2 minutes to actually figure out I'm going to go. And I'm a planner. I know I'm a Sag, but I plan trips. I don't just like, oh, yeah, I'll just go. No. For me to do that, that was amazing. And so I knew I needed to go. It's only 5 days, five days. But I'm looking forward to this for sure. And new beginnings. And that's what it sounds like it's going to happen, like with the whole Mars return, you know, making some new beginnings, new decisions, owning my power. That's what it feels like, what you guys are saying.
But I want to mention one more thing before we know the next caller, because we didn't mention it. We were looking at other stuff because there's so much going on in your chart, as usual, baby. But see, the sun moves a degree a day. And today it's just about at 2 degrees of Gemini. So when you're there...
Okay.
In early June,
yes.
The sun is going to be in trine to both your Venus, your planet of love, and Jupiter, okay, the planet of good fortune and abundance, in Aquarius, in your first house. I have
okay.
to tell you, the inner liberation, the messages you can receive from spirit are going to be through the roof.
Wow. Okay. Excellent. So that means
so be
that
very present in the moment, because you could just suddenly see a rainbow. You can suddenly see two people fall in love with each other on a park bench. I mean, amazing things can happen. So just be present, honey, okay?
Yay, I will. I'll tell you all about it when I get back. This is exciting. I'm glad I called in. And
we can't wait
in.
To hear about it, love. Awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome.
Okay,
God bless
take care.
You. Okay.
Bye.
She's so sweet. Okay. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. 760, you're on the air.
Hello, hello. It's Jeanette. How are you?
Okay,
oh,
how are you doing, Jeanette, sweetie?
Doing as well as I could possibly imagine.
I love hearing that. That makes me feel full of relief.
You're 7-17-58, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And are you still in New York?
No, I'm actually in San Diego, California.
Oh, I want to look at that now. That's a whole different ballgame, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right, then.
Where do you start with Aphrodite?
Oh, my goodness, girl. Oh, my goodness.
You have a heart, sweetheart.
Spill the tea.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, this chart is so amazing. Venus, the planet of love, is about to roll over your Mars. In the ninth house of God watching over you, the gates of heaven and metaphysics, honey, you talk about a philosophical epiphany. It is right on you to really embrace your yin-yang essence. And it's both going to be trying to your Leo ascendant in San Diego. See, your ascendant, what my computer does, is it takes a picture in San Diego when you were born, where you were born. So the timing is different, and the rising star is different. I am kind of blown away by that. You do have some squares, too, which just means that it's very important for you to also be somewhat practical and have an attitude of gratitude for what you already have rather than looking beyond. Look at your I am, not what I have. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Right.
Oh, well, you know, I'm fascinated by it because there's a lot of moving parts for you. And the first thing, okay, because I had to go look at her stuff. Are you involved in a relationship?
No.
Oh, interesting. That's fascinating. Okay. Because really, Aphrodite was talking about that Mars-Venus connection, and I'm going to go into this because it could be somebody from your past. It could be somebody from... somebody that is new but has that familiarity to it, okay?
Uh-huh.
But She was talking about this Venus transiting over your Mars. It's also transiting over your South Node and in your natal chart. She looks at your relocation. I look at natal. We're artists. They all work together. So what I see here is that you could have an opportunity that could be really good for you coming up with that Mars. That's passing over that Mars without a doubt.
Opportunity for love or career?
Love is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Right now, Jupiter is blessing you in your day-to-day work, and Mars is still there, okay? But both of those two are going to dance into that house here soon. So what I'm saying here is get ready for love. Because you will have the opportunity to get a relationship that you may really like.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, it's been 7 years.
Well, it's time, okay? You have the opportunity. This all is in opposition to your Jupiter, your North Node, in your first house, which means all you have to do is be present and open to it. In Libra, that one-to-one relationships. You notice how I'm talking about one-to-one relationships because you have nothing in your fifth house, so romance and dating isn't you. You're not going to just go out with anybody, and you're not going to do anything.
That's
the
right.
Only thing you want is a one-to-one relationship, and if you get the one-to-one relationship, great. If you don't, you don't want any part of that other crap, okay?
Exactly.
So here again, I say prepare, get ready. Okay, because this could be an opportunity that could be really great for you that's going to come to you.
I've been feeling it.
I'm going to add a little bit more before you have to go to the next caller, okay? And this is it.
Yeah.
Now, in the San Diego chart, Jupiter and the North Node are actually in your third house in that chart. It's an astrology that the planet's the verb, the sun's in is the cosmos wearing, the house is in is the stage where the action takes place. And a third house is about brothers, sisters, neighbors, close friends, people that you know. So, that being said, this conjunction is going to be hitting them directly in your third house. So there's a romantic energy about the Libra, okay? So say a man brings you a flower or buys you a drink and puts a little special umbrella on it. Or he just wants to take your hand as you walk across the street. Be looking for that girlfriend, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right.
That sounds amazing. Thank you.
And keep
care.
Us posted, will you?
I will. As soon as it happens.
Have a great time, love.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Don't you just love it?
Oh, yeah.
The
There's
stars
a season
are
for everything.
Yeah. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Unmuted.
Area code 703. Hi.
Hi, it's Andrea from Virginia.
Hi, Andrea from Virginia. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm just recovering from COVID. I had a couple weeks ago. So I'm doing really good.
Oh, you're doing good. God bless. Okay.
Yeah, I just felt like I had allergies, like stuffy nose and a cough, and I didn't even think I did the home. And I did a home test for whatever reason. And there you go. I was like, well, crazy.
When's your birthday, Andrea? I have a couple Andreas on there. When's your birthday?
1/17/63.
Gotcha. You were born in Boston. You were born in Massachusetts, like me, but now you've come to Virginia. Good girl.
Yeah.
Me too.
yeah. I went back home last weekend. It was my biological mother's 80th birthday party. So I went back to Boston last weekend for her birthday.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That's very sweet. Awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you recovered from the COVID thing because sometimes it's mild and sometimes it's not.
Yeah. Mine was pretty mild. Like I said, I didn't really feel anything. I thought it was like really allergies, but, you know. But the whole office blames me for giving it, you know, for them making they had to go a COVID test, and everybody still blames me. I'm like, you know what? I can't control you people, so, you know.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what questions do you have for us tonight?
So I still have some work drama. So apparently one of my coworkers, she apparently didn't like what I said and went to the boss and complained about whatever I said. But I believe somebody coerced her into going to the boss because I don't think she would have done it on her own. So is my gut feeling, is it correct?
Well, I'm going to say this about this, because Mars is in conjunct your moon in your day-to-day work. And when we start talking about coworkers and things like that, I look at the day-to-day work, okay? So, there, you know, what I am going to say about this is you could stand there and stuff could happen right now, okay?
Oh, I know.
It's no never mind your business, and you can't get aggravated over it, because Mars, that same Mars that I'm talking about is John Jupiter in Aries. So this is for your benefit in some ways, even though it may be extremely challenging. And in conjunction, it's kind of a hard situation. What it does is it challenges you, and it's all about a matter of sticky timing. You have to wait and then do something and then wait and then do something. It's really uncomfortable, and I hear you on that. But
yeah.
I wouldn't get too much into the situation, and I wouldn't be so pissed off at the chick. I would
say it straight out, Jacqueline. I love it.
I mean, I mean, she's really a sweet girl, and I have no problems with her, but, I mean, she would never have done this on her own. Somebody had to say, hey, by the way, go tell your boss, you know, then my boss's boss had a meeting with me. It's like, you know, you need to have a sensitivity training because you can't, you know, people are sensitive to what, like, what I said was out of context, and it was just a statement. I'm like, get over it. You're 22.
And here again, I say, take the high road, because there's nothing you can do about the circumstances of what they did, okay? And it is, if you really take and go, okay, this too shall pass, and it will. It's not about defending. It's about time. I said an in conjunction takes its own time. Vindication comes in time, not improving it, okay? You can force it all you want. It's not going to change the circumstances now. But wait, and the answers will come, and you will be vindicated. Does that make sense to you?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
What do you think,
Ethel? There's a personal issue going on here, and there's a professional issue going on here, okay? And so this is what I'm seeing. You were born with your sun square your moon, okay? So your emotional self and how you identify yourself are often in conflict, okay? There's part of you wants to be the peacemaker, and part of you says, I'm going to do what's damn right. Okay? Now.
Yep, you're right.
That being said, Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing, has never sat on your sun like it will over the next 60 days. It hasn't been on this star since the Revolutionary War, Andrea. Okay? So you cannot allow someone else to take away your power. And right now, in this time period, it's all about documentation. It's not about he said, she said, the gossip train. No, 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 no. If there is nothing to back up the accusations, you need to make it very clear in a very nice way with your Libra moon. If you don't have the documentation, I think this needs to go out the window because that didn't happen. Okay? It's all about documentation right now. So you need to know the facts, not the hearsay.
Yeah.
For the best result. For the best result, that's what you need to do. And I will do it kindly. I'd say, I don't know where they're coming from because what can you show me that says that this is accurate and the truth? Stand on your integrity right now. Okay?
Right. Like, you know, if you have a problem with me, you should come to me first versus going to, you know, the higher management people. I mean, that's my takeaway. Just tell me to my face. Don't go around my back and then, you know, do something stupid.
Right,
but
that's why.
They're young.
You need to make it clear, too, the powers that be, that you would have been open to discuss this with her and make it right, but she did not choose that option. Make that clear,
right,
too. I think that's a good way to go, baby. That's a good way to go. Yep.
Absolutely. Okay.
Keep us posted, will you?
Oh, I for sure will. I for sure, because we have to have sensitivity training now, because you know, it was, she took it literally the wrong way what I was saying. So you know what? That's when. So yeah, whatever. I'm just saying to myself. Thank you.
And also, when you meditate, concentrate on the sword of truth within you, because the last thing you will ever be is a liar. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not made that
way.
You are not made that way, hello. You're okay. Right?
Right, you know, because I had COVID. I could have told the whole office, I don't have COVID, come to work, and never said a word. But I said something, and now you're still blaming me. So, you know, that's their problem, not mine.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
There's a lot of false positives, false
that.
Negatives out with COVID, too. It's creating such a crazy thing in the corporate world. It's out of control, but so it is.
Yeah, no, I did a home test. It was positive, and then the PCR was positive. But everybody had to go pay out of their pockets for two tests and get reimbursed. So they're mad they haven't got their money back yet. I said, I didn't, you know, it's not my problem. I'm better to tell you and be forthcoming and, you know, err on the side of caution than not come, than come to work and have it and not tell anybody. So I'm not going to come and lie and tell you I don't have anything, and no, I do. So there you are. I'm not a liar. I'm not gonna do that. So now you know, now you still blame me, but that's your problem.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Right, well, let us know how it goes down, honey. We're here for you.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right, have a sweet night.
Okay.
God bless you.
You too. Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
It's so tricky out there in the corporate world, Jacqueline. It's crazy.
It's interesting times we live in.
Yeah. I think that's an old Chinese proverb, isn't it?
I think so, too.
All right. So are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. My computer is not wanting to work right now. Hold on. They won't let me take her off, and they won't bring the new person on. Really? Mercury retrograde strikes again.
I don't understand. There's these people at work that just literally drive me crazy.
Oh, my God.
Well, bring it on.
I can't get this thing to work right now.
I believe one girl still thinks that I'm the one who caused the whole COVID problem and still would not speak to me. Now I have a 22-year-old.
It won't take it off.
A conversation. Basically, I was saying, you know, I would move to France because they had really good health care, but I said, you know, but they don't really like Americans. If she took that as offensive and complained to my boss, then I got in trouble for saying that.
It will not let me shut this off.
What is wrong? Oh.
Come on.
So
if I try to reboot, I'm going to lose you completely, Jacqueline. I'm not sure what to do right now.
Why? I don't understand.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Everybody, yeah.
So
people were
I've got circles going on everywhere. They won't let me click on anything right now. Are you serious? Oh, my Lord.
No, and I think
well,
I
think we're going to have to end the episode at this point. I can't get this back. And for those that are on hold, let them know how they can reach us, Jacqueline, because I cannot get this thing to work.
Yeah.
I think we're still live.
Okay. Well, they had 7-0.
Oh, okay.
How about you?
Well,
after that?
They can reach me at 540-500-0110 or 540-613-1070. This is the New Illumination Station, and I guess we're going to have to check in next week because Blog Talk just completely freaked out on me. Have a sweet night, folks.
Do you think
God bless you.
Do you think my gut is right? Is that what you can't say? I really think somebody coerced her into saying this. I don't think she would have done it on her own, and I think I know who it was.